The day the Equinox arrived, our pilgrimage began. 1,200 miles of cruise missile to our unholy land. We're fucking stoked, unlike we've been since we were pimple pubis teens.
And he still has sits.
From every corner of the world, our fellow maniacs arise to prove the meaning of the dunes and not the lost in time's antiquity, but has survived to leave this monumental sign. They say you can't relive the past, but as the lights went down, it all came rushing back. Half a life away the night, for the first time in a lonely life, young soldier flight. They stole the stage of flash rage, we all screamed hooray. A half-headed whale sure went breathing in my face. I didn't care, could not impair this last sonic choice and dental stayed. When the music died, two ends of time had been kneeling tied. Descending lights that scorched the flames, returning kings back to reclaim lost disciples that had remained. Raging truck brigades waiting for a bus that went hard into the night. Far beneath the cold robotic sweep, all the radar operators tell green glow. 20,000 leagues below, the place where all the best men go.
Welcome to Transition State. Here, let me get that record off. Welcome to Transition State, radio fans. I'm your host, as always, Adam. Let me just adjust the mics. You've chosen a very, very good time to tune into CITR because you're about to hear some amazing music and you're also going to hear some pharmaceutical awareness. But first of all, we started out with Propagandhi. That was the Canadian Hardcore Kings. Started with The Banger's Embrace. And then we heard Last Will and Testament. Wasn't that nice? Later we're going to hear some more music. But first, let me explain why today's show is so very special. Today's show is basically super special because I could not book a guest. Usually, this is the show by pharmacy students for not just pharmacy students, for everybody. But this week is midterms hell week, and it's impossible to get pharmacy students to care about anything other than their grades. So, I guess that's a little bit of, fuck you, pharmacy students. But let's not dwell. Today's another very special day, which is the first day of CITR's fund drive, meaning we need to start begging ass for money. So please get those ears perked up, get those fingers ready to type, and loosen up those money strings because you're about to be part of something very cool by donating. We'll get more to that later. Let's hear some more music. First, we're going to hear Sarah Harmer. Sarah, this is your amazing song, Every Time.
feelings that we had. Our story again, I knew that would happen. I've got knives in my eyes. And the rap that you laid, it's a game that I played. And one, yeah,
we're the Armenian Students Association, and we're here to bring together everyone,
Armenians and non-Armenians,
who are interested in learning about the Armenian culture here at UBC.
Find us on Facebook at ASAUBC to stay up to date. We look forward to seeing you at our future events.
And we're back. That was a good PSA from the Armenian Association, and before that we heard Sound of Lions, their track Gold. Here's a little pharmaceutical tidbit of information for you. Did you know that gold is used therapeutically? It's used to treat rheumatoid arthritis, which can be a real, real bitch from what I've heard. Also, the treatment of gold itself can be a real, real bitch. That's the technical term. We don't usually use it very often, but just so you know. So moving on. I'd just like to take a couple minutes to remind everybody that CITR's fund drive is about to start in about 41 minutes. Now, we need a lot of money, and you know why. Because we're digitizing our archive. We have all these old reel-to-reel tapes, and they're not going to digitize themselves, people. If you know anything about the old tapes, they do wear out. They're on physical media, and that stuff gets eaten and oxidized. And that can't happen. I can't live with that. So we're digitizing it to archive it for eternity. So why not help us out? If you have any questions, please email volunteer. That's VOLUNTEER. That's how you spell volunteer. At CITR.ca. Or give us a call. You can always give us a call. 604-822-8648. That's the line for donating. And again, that starts in about 40 minutes and 30 seconds now. We're going to talk more about the fun drive later. Let's hear some music now. Let's hear from the Crobots.
I'm boredom. If only you'd let me go down, down. Quickly, boy, I wanted more. I wanted more. So I'll be your candle, and I'll be your statuette, and I'll be your lashing loop of a leather at Darth Philomena. If only you let me go down, down.
And we're back. You're listening to Transition State on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver or around the world on the internet and soaring through the universe on radio waves. That was the Decemberists singing about oral sex. There's no way that song was about anything else. The title of that track was Philomena. Before that, we heard The Crobots from their album Days Run Away. I shouldn't say album, I should say masterpiece, Days Run Away. The song was Shaman Shakes. Or is it just The Shakes? We have to talk to The Crobots. They're always changing their song titles. Anyway, as we already alluded to, this is a very special show. This is the part of the show where we give some shout-outs. So first of all, I'd like to give a shout-out to Ace Martins, one of my favorite bands. They'll be playing the CITR 101.9 Fun Drive kickoff party. That's today, February 26th, at the Pit Pub. Doors are at 7 p.m. Tickets are $5. Also playing will be At Sea, a band called Listening Party, which is a little misleading, but that's a band, and another band called Tits and Bread. Nothing misleading about that. I'd also like to give some shout-outs to the Pharmacy Flyers hockey team, who won their epic battle against Evil last night, 6-5. There was a lot of scoring going on, a lot of defensive lapses going on, but Jason Alessio scored first and last to give us the win, so thanks for that. The other announcements, or shout-outs, is just going to get back to the matter at hand, which is CITR's upcoming fun drive, beginning with Dunkin's Donuts in about 32 minutes. Now I'm going to go through, apart from all the myriad zillions of reasons to donate and be a part of CITR, things like participating in the media, things like supporting local community, supporting diversity. CITR does everything that's good. There are also some personal incentives for you, so I'm going to read through them right now. For instance, if you pledge certain amounts of money, then you get certain rewards. E.g., if you pledge $30, you will receive a Friends of CITR card. That's good for a lot of business. That's good for a lot of discounts at local businesses. That's basically making money. So you're not only donating and supporting, you're also making an investment in yourself. If you pledge $60, you'll receive the Friends of CITR card, plus a CITR toque or Discord or scarf. I mean, what other reason do you need to pledge $60 right there? If you pledge $101.9, get it? 101.9? You will receive a Friends of CITR card, a CITR toque or Discord or scarf. I would probably go with the scarf, but that's just me. Plus a SUB pop cassette, Sub Pop cassette, and digital download. So, I mean, we're getting pretty lucrative at this point, people. If you can go further than that, if you can pledge $150, you'll receive a Friends of CITR card. You stay with me now. CITR toque and a Discord or scarf. And the Sub Pop disc cassette and digital download. There's a lot of ands going on now at this point. If you go big, if you're one of those people, then we still want to be your friend. If you're willing to go big, everything above $250, you're automatically going to get recognized on CITR.ca, that's the website, and in the March issue of Discorder magazine. So you're practically, you're already rich. Why not be famous, right? If you can go for $250, which, wow, that's a lot of money. My whole goal for this show is to raise $500, so $250, wow. You'll receive a framed Discorder cover of your choice, which is amazingly cool, plus the Friends card, plus the CITR toque, plus the Discorder scarf, plus the Sub Pop cassette, which obviously, as you already know, includes the digital download. If you still have money left over, if you are like the owner of an oil company, you can pledge $500, blow everybody's socks off. You will receive all of the above, which, do I have to go through that again? No, let's not. Plus, you get an on-air shout-out, which is something I just went through, plus 10-song playlist of your choice. That's amazing. That's an amazing opportunity. Think of the songs you can have played. Think you can play your Britney Spears music, which you will definitely not hear on this show. You know, that's a good opportunity. That's $500 well spent, in my opinion. And then the big tamale, $1,000 donation. Now, here's what that's going to get you. You will be recognized on CITR.ca. You will be in the March issue of Discorder magazine. You do get a framed Discorder cover of your choice. In a frame. That's classy. Plus, you'll get the Friends card, plus the CITR toque, plus the Discorder scarf, plus the Sub Pop cassette, plus you get the on-air shout-out, plus you get the 10-song playlist of your choice, and you will be listed on a cassette tape, which tapes are cool, by the way, on a donor wall in the new station in the new student union building. Plus, if you want, you can get a swag bag of your choice. That's amazing. That's cool that you're on there for posterity. You're like a... You're not even a donor at that point. You're more of a legend. Plus, people, in addition to all of that, the shows, individual shows, will be giving away things. So I have some prizes lined up. my official Fund Drive show is next week. So tune in then to hear exactly what we're going to be giving out. But it's going to be cool stuff from the pharmaceutical sciences community. I'll tell you that. We're looking at possible donations, including scientific work that's been authored and autographed by members of UBC's Faculty of Pharmaceutical Science, so the research they're doing over there, which is tremendously amazing, by the way. We have people working on ion channels as drug targets, basically to solve epilepsy. And we have other people working on neuronal things, working on chronic pain, the way we deal with neuropathic pain, even the way we deal with things like anesthesia, for example. If you have, a second-rate lab, you might measure anesthesia by just looking at if the person seems like they're out. But they could be feeling it subconsciously, so you need to get into their brainwaves, read that EEG, right? That's what a good lab will do. So that's what we're also looking at. Some researchers at UBC PharmSci have done experiments with NASA. So we have some patches donated from the NASA missions. I mean, that's cool, by the way. We're also looking at high-res imagery from things like proteins, or like ion channels, as I mentioned. We're also looking at things like 3D models of protein structures. Like it's not finalized yet, but I mean, if I'm giving away one of those people, you're going to be want to call in and donate right away because that's going to go fast. I also have one scientist who may be willing to donate a DNA sequence of your own DNA. So we'll go in, get you tested. You'll get to see what they do with the process they go through, and you'll get to have access to your own personal DNA code, which has, you know, medical implications as well as linealogy and maybe, you know, your family history if you're interested in that stuff. So we got good prizes. Plus my own personal transition state mixtape, which is good. If you know anything about me, you'll know that I was born in 1979, i.e. the era of the record was ending and the era of the tape was beginning. So I know tapes. Some of you out there, I've been making mixtapes since before you were born. And I'm telling you, this one that I'm giving away is a good one. But that's next week. I'll finalize those prizes and we'll give those away next week. So 25 minutes till fun drive. Let's hear some music. This is Fashionism with Smash the State with Your Face.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Anthas Yakuya, Talitin, Ho Musqueam, Mustayo.
To my party, it's a big one.
And we're back. That was Sophia Danai with her hit, Now I Know. Before that, we heard from Olivia and the Creepy Crawlies, their track, Gatsby. That song is dedicated to the girl that I was talking to at the last party I went to, who was an English major. Usually pharmacy students all hang out together, but this girl was an English major. And she sort of was talking about how she didn't really have a lot of places to fit her English degree into society for money. But she also mentioned that her favorite book was The Great Gatsby. So that's going out to you. Okay, down to business. CITR's annual fund drive is starting in about 15 minutes, so get ready. The reason. Vancouver would lose an essential source of independent, diverse music and spoken word, which, spoken word, okay, but definitely, commercial radio doesn't play the diverse music that we do. In fact, commercial radio sucks. Multicultural programming in Vancouver will suffer, and marginalized communities and people fighting for social change will lose their voice. Thus, the unique sounds of CITR Radio are possible only through your continued support. Please call in about 14 minutes. Call 604-822-8648 or 604-UBC-UNIT and take part. Take part in helping something cool be even cooler. And right now we're going to take part in something cool, which is the Twilight Circus Dub Sound System. Thank you.
There was a time when beaver lodges like this one and the busy beavers that build them had almost disappeared from Canada because of overtrapping. But the beaver, who will always be associated with Canada's early days, has been reintroduced into many areas, and it's made a successful comeback. The beaver builds dams because he has to store
CITR
in water deep enough not to freeze. With all the wood cutting that the beaver has to do, it's fortunate that his incisor teeth never stop growing.
FM Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth-humping your ear holes full of voice talk. Yeah, we do that.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was a great shout-out from the boys at Queer FM. Thank you for that. We are almost done with the show today, and that means in about 6 or 7 minutes, Duncan's going to come in for the show Duncan's Donuts and kick off this year's fun drive. So that means everybody out there who's listening for free needs to own up and call in and be part of the team. We need some help. But I'm going to leave that to Duncan, and my special fun drive show is going to be next week. I think I've already mentioned all the important details. The phone number to call in and donate is 604-822-8648 or 604-UBC-UNIT. And if you have any questions, feel free to email volunteer@citr.ca. But if you're driving in a car and you can't do either one of those things right now, then just feast your ears on this. This is Lindsay Kupser, Children Teaching Children. This goes out to all the pharmacy students.
I do.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my sound.